Good evening, everyone. I'm Erin Clark. Dan Green is off tonight. We are beginning tonight with a major blow to the transgender community. President Trump tweeting today, transgender individuals can no longer serve in the military. He says the military should focus on victories and should not be burdened with the medical costs and disruption of transgender service members. At least four prominent Republican senators, including John McCain, are criticizing the move. Reaction from Democrats and the LGBT community was swift.
Today, President Trump has chosen this day to commit an act of cowardice. It was a cowardly act, the way he did it and especially what he did. On this day, to unleash a vile, hateful agenda that will blindside thousands of patriotic Americans already serving with honor and bravery.
White House says President arrived at the decision after talking with his generals and military staff. Pentagon told the Associated Press in June that roughly 250 service members have applied to change their gender in the military's personnel system. It's believed there are anywhere between 1,500 and 15,000 active duty transgender service members. And here locally, former Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta weighing in, as did the LGBT community in Santa Cruz.